Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show that focuses on people and organizations making a big difference here in North Texas. And joining us this morning is Stephen Jones and Catherine Cox. In fact, Stephen Jones is the founder of Lyric Stage and Catherine Cox is the executive producer. How are you guys doing?
Great, Chris. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Catherine, how
wonderful.
You feeling?
Wonderful. Good morning.
Well, let me tell you something. A lot of people have enjoyed the productions that you guys have done over the years. What is it, 29 now, Stephen?
Yeah, this is 29 years right now. We're getting ready. Next year will be our 30th year.
That is absolutely amazing. I love what you say on the website. Lyric Stage is dedicated to the development and preservation of the musical, a uniquely American art form. So lyricstage.org has this incredible website that everybody's got to visit. But more importantly, how did you happen to bring the Lyric Stage to Dallas 29 years ago, Stephen?
Well, about 30 years ago, I was living in New York City. I was an actor and produced a show off Broadway and had a great experience as a producer and decided I was tired of not being in control of my life, because actors are... everything they do is at the pleasure of a producer, a director, a choreographer, a music director, and I really enjoyed producing off Broadway. So I'm from Dallas originally, came in, took a tour of the Irving Arts Center, which was about a year and a half old at that point, and thought, you know what? This would be a great place for a professional musical theater company. And at that time, Dallas County didn't have one. The Dallas Summer Musicals was going strong, but they had really just become a roadhouse. They weren't producing anything locally. And I thought 10 years from now, I'd like to come back and do that. And the more I thought 10 years from now, that opportunity is not going to be there. If I'm going to do it, I need to do it. So I decided to do it. So I came back in the summer of 1993. And we opened on July 8th, 1993. Our first production was a four-character musical, Romance, Romance. It was the Dallas premiere of that show that had been nominated for Best Musical Tony Award in a couple seasons before that. And we took off. Really, at that point, was not thinking about a longevity of 30-plus years. But it's been a great journey and a really... wonderful thing happened to me personally about 17, 18 years ago when I met Catherine Carpenter Cox. And she had recently moved to Dallas and I knew of her, but we had never met. And I knew she was terrific and knew that I wanted to work with her as an actress. And we became great friends and she's starred in many shows for us. And when the time came for me to kind of turn the reins over, I knew Catherine was the person. And so here we are getting ready to embark on our 30th season.
Catherine is absolutely amazing. And just to pull the curtain back for all the audience, Catherine, her husband Brad, and their daughter Charlie, they're like family to me. I've been knowing Catherine forever and Brad forever and ever and ever. And I just know that when I first met Catherine, she, of course, is a Broadway actress and singer. And I never would have imagined that she would have continued her career here in Texas. So, Catherine, talk about how you hooked up with the Lyric Stage.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm gushing at all the compliments right now. First of all, thank you so much to both of you. And you guys are both family to me, 100%. When I moved to Dallas from New York City after my career on and off Broadway. I was actually a little bit devastated because I didn't think I was going to be able to perform in the quality of productions that I was able to in New York City. And I stumbled upon a audition for a Ragtime. I don't know, Steve, if you remember this, but I went to this audition and I sang my heart out with a song from Thoroughly Modern Millie that I had just left in New York. And Stephen called me back, and we don't have agents in Dallas. And I had to call him because I was under the weather and I couldn't make the call back. And I didn't want to not be a no-show. And so I called the producer, which is unheard of in New York, called the producer, and I said, I'm so sorry. I am ill. I don't want to get anybody sick. Can I come to another audition? And he said, you know what? I don't have a contract, because things work differently in Dallas and in New York. And I was under Actors Equity. And he said, I don't have a contract actually for the role that I called you back for, but I want to work with you. And so I actually thought it was baloney. And I was like, okay, great. But literally not even 3 weeks later, he called me in and said, can you come in for a reading of Celebration, which is a musical by Schmidt and Jones, who also wrote The Fantastics. And we did this reading, and in talking during the reading, he had an opening in his season. And I said, I was supposed to do a Vida at a Plano Repertory Theater that I don't think exists anymore. And they had canceled it. And he put a Vida into his season. But
look out.
Let me tell you this. He made me audition sing all of the songs with everybody else. He did not give me special treatment. I earned that role. And that was my first big production 18 years ago with Lyric Stage. And I've done productions every season since, save when I was, I did a production when I was pregnant. Into the Woods.
Yes, you did. Yep.
But I've done every season. But after my daughter was born, Charlie, I took a couple years off and then went back on strong. So Lyric is in my heart. It's in my veins. It's in my blood. It's just, and it is a little touch of Broadway in Dallas. And I have been able to fulfill my dreams here in Dallas with full orchestras and Broadway quality, but locally produced shows.
And that's the amazing thing. In fact, it is a staple now in the Dallas community. We're talking about the Lyric Stage, and the founder, Stephen Jones, and executive producer, Catherine Cox, are joining us. The thing that's amazing, Stephen, is you put this thing together, but it's got a nonprofit component. Could you talk about how you use that? Because that's very exceptional and also very, very, very noble on your part as well.
Well, it was really, it's to the benefit of the theater. It was created as a 501c3 not-for-profit, which enables patrons and people that are interested in the theater, they can give us money, and it's a tax write-off for them. Mm-hmm. Ticket sales to professional arts organizations only make up between 20 and on the high end, maybe 60% of the operating budget. It's expensive to mount a musical. And so the nonprofit structure of the organization allows people to give money to us, and then they in turn can write it off. But like Catherine just said, when she moved from New York to Dallas, she was really concerned that she was not going to have a place to perform.
Right.
And that was the impetus for me to start the theater. Dallas, back in 1993, there was not a theater dedicated strictly to producing musicals to let local actors take the stage. And that's been our mission since day one, is to hire local performers. Now, I'm not saying we never bring actors in, because we do on a rare occasion. But when we do, it's because we cannot find that actor here in Dallas. Our quality drives everything we do, and we want to present the best show possible But if there's a performer in Dallas that can handle a role, they're cast. We don't just go to New York to bring people down here just to do it. And it's a like I said, it's a rare occurrence, and it's got to be a really specific role that we just can't find here. And over the years, we've provided employment opportunities for over 3,000 folks.
And that's so the big thing. No, that's the big thing. Yeah. People don't know. I mean, maybe they do know. Everybody's not a Hollywood actor. I mean, when you're if you're an actor or an actress, or even you're on a stage crew, you're not making big money, but you have a gift, and therefore you're able to support these different artists, whether they're in front of the on the stage or behind the scenes. Stephen, you've been able to create a community where you're self-supportive thanks to the patrons who support Lyric Stage.
That's absolutely right, and I have to give a big shout out to Joy and Ralph Ellis and the Belmont Foundation. Mr. Ellis is a big arts patron. He loves music. And we were fortunate back in 2007 to receive a $30,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Nice.
For us to present Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel with a full 40-piece orchestra, fully staged, just like it had been done on Broadway originally back in 1945. Well, our production in 2007 was the first time since 1945 that Carousel had been presented with a full 40-piece orchestra, fully staged. And we kind of set Dallas on its ear. We were still a small company at that point, and that was our first really large full orchestra musical. And the people went crazy for it. And we could have run that show for a year. We could have sold it out every day. Unfortunately, we only had 2 weeks to run. But that was the beginning of Lyric Stage really working directly with Rodgers and Hammerstein and working on the scores of their classic shows, getting them ready for republication. And they really took note of us up in New York because of our notices. The reviews were so solid. Every review was great. And Ted Chapin, who was the president of Rodgers and Hammerstein, he said to me, he said, these are the best notices Carousel has ever received, including the original Broadway production. And that really is when we started focusing on the restoration and the preservation of those classic American musicals and letting modern audiences see them the way that their creators intended for them to be seen and heard.
I love the commitment as well. Now, I'm reading your website because your website is so awesome, and I highly recommend everybody to drop by there and browse. Go to lyricstage.org. I love the commitment, which is to great, powerful storytelling, beautiful music, all performed by our talented, diverse, and local artists. We're working hard to represent our DFW community on and off stage and hope that the seasons to come welcomes and encourages even more of our community to join us at the Majestic Theater, which leads me to segue into, Catherine, you can chime in on this as well. How did you wind up in the magnificent Majestic Theater downtown Dallas? Because it's the perfect place for your productions.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, Stephen can speak to this, but let me just say something first. When Stephen moved to the Majestic Theater, and he can talk about the history there, I felt like I had come home. The Majestic Theater is not only a staple in like a historic staple in, mm-hmm. in Dallas, but it is also just simply gorgeous. And standing on that stage and singing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina with a 30-piece orchestra, because I know, circle back, I did revive it 15 years later on that stage, because that was my first production.
She was magnificent both times, but I think the second time she was even better than the first.
Thank you. But I mean, standing on that stage, you know, it's a slice of heaven to have that theater and to be able to feel like you are in a Broadway house. And originally it was a vaudevillian house, which is kind of cool. We actually produced, when I was on board Ragtime last year, brought it back. And, you know, there's a character, Houdini, in Ragtime, and Houdini actually performed at the Majestic stage.
Really?
Years and years
ago.
Wow.
He's a legend.
I know. So we were literally standing on the same stage. So, I mean, I'll let Stephen, I'll be quiet now, and I'll let Stephen talk about the transfer. But I mean, it is glorious. And when you are walking in, the staff is amazing. The ambiance is amazing. And it's just, it's really, it's heaven. Go ahead, Steve, sorry.
Well, we had Lyric Stage, like I said, part of the reason that really I started the theaters because we had a venue, the Irving Arts Center. And that's really crucial. If you don't have a place to perform, it's difficult to start a theater company. Mm-hmm. But I was in contact with the Majestic Theater several years before we made the move. And the opportunity arose that the Majestic really would like to have us come to Dallas and perform in their theater. And so at the conclusion of Lyric Stage's 24th season, which was in 2017, we made the move to Dallas. And it's an amazing place to perform, but it's a spectacular place for an audience member. You walk into lobby and you look up and see the beautiful chandelier and all the gold leaf. And you feel like you're in New York City. You feel like you are in a Broadway theater. And so it's a win-win for the cast and for the audience. And it's fun to go downtown. It gives the audience many restaurants close by, walkable to the Majestic. And it's just a really great night on the town. And I love being at the Majestic.
We're talking with Stephen Jones. He's the founder of the Lyric Stage, as well as the executive producer, Catherine Carpenter Cox. I'm throwing your maiden name as well, because way back when you used to be known as Catherine Carpenter Cox. And Catherine, I've been knowing you so long, and you are such a tremendous actress and performer and singer. And I love the way you do the comps, because, again, Broadway is Broadway, and then there's off-Broadway. Is there a vibe of a Broadway or off-Broadway vibe at the Majestic, you know, outside it, like the buzz in the air? I think you were painting the picture of what it's like to perform and look out on the crowd, and the crowd looking back to the stage. But is there like a buzz in the air? I mean, just knowing that you're going downtown. And I mean, it's not New York, but it's Dallas.
Listen, I think there is, but again, thank you so much for having us. We need to spread the word a little bit more, especially after coming off of, you know, kind of a little lag in our season, if you will, due to COVID.
Oh, yes.
But the way to answer that is, when I was doing Guys and Dolls a few years ago with Lyric Stage at the Majestic, the poster had been a picture of yours truly, me, which was amazing. That was very flattering. And having my husband and my, again, two-year-old daughter stand in front of the poster of me with all of the title and everything, it just felt like New York. Because in New York, you walk by the posters on Broadway and you see the cast members and all these pictures. And gosh, it just felt so cool. And seeing the buzz outside the theater, now that I'm a producer and I'm not in every show, I can go outside and the line up at, you know, the will call to get your tickets. It's so much fun. And again, to Stephen's point, I mean, the downtown is getting back again. Mm-hmm. It's now a destination again.
Yes.
There are the restaurants and bars and hotels are all back on again. And this could just be a really fun night just to see, like, local again, amazing. And it's not just the actors, it's the creatives, it's the designers, it's the directors, it's the musicians. Everyone is so talented and they're local. Just see this amazing amount of talent for a night on the town.
So Stephen, 29 and feeling fine. That's the theme for celebrating this particular season. At the same time, Catherine's naming a few of the plays that she performed in. Can you name some of the performances or the different productions that you've brought over the years? I mean, just off the top of your head, because you guys are doing a fantastic job of painting pictures. And when you name some of the names of some of these productions that you guys held right here in Dallas, it's just mind-blowing sometimes to think about it, 29 years worth.
Yeah, we've done, over the years, we've done 21 world premieres, musicals that had never been seen before. Out of those, probably five or six of them have gone on to productions off Broadway in London and across the country, but they started right here in Dallas.
Nice.
I mentioned Carousel. That was the first of the big orchestral musicals. Then The King and I would be on that list.
Mm-hmm.
The King and I, Rodgers and Hammerstein organization, had been restoring the original script and the original score. It was about a 9-year process for them to go back and restore everything the way that it was done originally on Broadway. And they asked us, because of our production of Carousel, they asked us if we would premiere that restoration work. And of course I said yes. And so we did that. And Ted Chapin, president of Rodgers and Hammerstein, he flew in to see it. And I'll never forget, at intermission, he came up to me and he said, "Well, you've made a liar out of me." And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, Vicki Traub was with him. She was the chief attorney for Rodgers and Hammerstein organization. And they had literally just flown in from London, where they had seen a big production of The King and I. And he said, "Well, Vicki and I were talking on the plane here saying, this show just doesn't work anymore. You can't do the full show for a modern audience because it's too long." Because it is long. It's about just under 3 hours long. And he said, "You're proving that if you do the show correctly, it holds and it works for a modern audience." And that's probably the greatest compliment that I've ever been paid.
Yeah.
That's our mission. I mean, we want folks to be able to experience these classics, but also the new pieces. And we do not just world premieres, but pieces, contemporary musical theater pieces, and some of them have never been seen in Dallas before. So that's the deal. So I would say those are two that are pretty high on the list. Another very obscure piece that we did early on was a musical called The Grass Harp. It's based on a Truman Capote novella. And that was our fourth production. And that was the first production that kind of put us on the national map. There's a national theater writer, Peter Felicia. And Peter actually had written a story about me when I was in New York on my very first show that I produced. And he loved The Grass Harp. So he responded and called and said, "I'm coming to Dallas. I'm going to come see your Grass Harp." I was like, "That's terrific." And so we got national press and exposure with The Grass Harp. And that was, like I said, that was production number four. So that was a special production because of that. And then several years later, Catherine starred in our production of Bye Bye Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Strauss wrote the music to Bye Bye Birdie. He wrote Annie, was probably his most famous, biggest hit. And Mr. Strauss was in Dallas and came to see our production of Bye Bye Birdie. And
wow.
At the conclusion of the performance, he hit the stage and just was so gracious with the actors. And I'll never forget him looking directly at Catherine. And he told her how spectacular she was and that she was either better than Cheetah or in the league of Cheetah. I mean, you know, just, he was thrilled. And
I have memorized, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have memorized this conversation because it is one of the best in my life. He called me forward and I was very, very nervous because I had played the role that Cheetah Rivera had made famous on Broadway. And we all know Cheetah, she's an amazing dancer. And I was like, and performer at 1000%. And he called me forward and I was like, he said, "I need to tell you something." And he told me a story that when he originally wrote the musical, he had one of his friends in mind, who actually was very Jewish, and he was gonna go that route. And then she got pregnant. And so he remembered his friend Cheetah, so he made a twist to the more Hispanic, fiery passion.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Not only did you do as well as Cheetah, but you surpassed her."
Wow.
And that is a compliment that I will take to my grave for the rest of my life as one of the most amazing compliments I've ever had.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Special night.
Yes, that's amazing. Stephen Jones. We're talking Stephen Jones. He's the founder of the Lyric Stage. We're talking to executive producer slash performer artist, singer, extraordinary talent, actress Catherine Cox. And Stephen, you've got a season coming up. And Catherine, I want you to chime in as well. There's a lot of people who are excited about musicals and coming up for 2023. The hits just keep coming. Could you talk about what people can look forward to?
I'm gonna let Catherine talk about the season. But can I say one more?
Sure.
I'm gonna interject one more thing.
Sure.
I think it's important. We've talked about giving opportunities to Dallas actors and performers. We like to give opportunities to young performers, and there are two in particular that I want to remember and point out because they've gone on to amazing careers. The first one is a young man named Brian Gonzalez. And I met Brian when he was 13 years old. And he did his first Lyric Stage show. I think he was 18. Well, Brian has gone on to an amazing career on Broadway. He's the original Broadway company, of Aladdin. He just did Mr. Saturday Night on Broadway this past season.
Mm-hmm.
He goes from Broadway show to Broadway show. He is truly an amazing talent. And then another young man, Miguel Cervantes, who I probably met. Miguel was probably, I don't know, 15 when I met him. And he was in that production of The Grass Harp that I just talked about. And Miguel is right now starring on Broadway in Hamilton. So
look out.
Those guys, as youngsters, had the opportunity to work at a professional theater company in their hometown and have gone on. They're not the only two, but they're two that I know really well and have just had amazing careers. And that's part of what we want to do. We want to give Dallas talent opportunities to work at a high level. And not everybody's going to make a career in the theater, but we want to give everybody a chance to have this experience.
You know, to say one more thing about that, are you guys doing, I think you're doing a high school award for some performers.
We do.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
What, the Schmidt and Jones Awards.
That's it.
The awards are named after Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, both native Texans, graduates of the University of Texas back in 1952, I think is when they graduated. They wrote The Fantastics, the world's longest running musical.
Yes.
And yep, Harvey died about almost 5 years ago, but Tom is still with us. He's 94 years old and still going strong. And they are really, they're our friends. They're part of our family at Lyric Stage. And so we named our awards honoring excellence in high school musical theater after them. And we do it every year. And high schools put on musicals, and we have a group, a panel of judges. They travel to the schools that are member schools. If you're not a member school, if you're a drama teacher listening right now and you want to be, visit the website and shoot us an email, and we'll hook you up with Amy Stevenson, the director of our Schmidt and Jones Awards. But it's a wonderful program. It gives high school kids that are artists and actors and dancers a chance to shine. A lot of times they don't get the recognition that sports stars do, but we have our own kind of mini little Tony Awards, our Schmidt and Jones Awards, in May every year at the Majestic. So it's a program that we really cherish and feel very fortunate that we're able to have this program for the young Dallas performers.
Oh yes, for sure. I love the way you guys give back and reach back.
Also, to piggyback on that, so many performers from the Schmidt and Jones High School Awards have come now to audition for Lyric Stage when they've become, you know, a little bit older, where they can drive their own, you know, selves getting there. And we have cast wonderful young talent in our ensemble and even our leads because they are that good.
That is absolutely fantastic and amazing. And let me go ahead and continue segueing, because I've been promising this. Catherine, you have got to discuss the upcoming season, because I understand there's 5 productions by classic pop rock composers. Broadway has to offer these plays, and they're coming here to the Majestic and the Lyric Stage.
Well, here's the thing, Chris. I want to announce them, but I can't yet. I have to hold it a little close. But let me tell you. I do.
Okay.
Because you need to go to the website to find out, and we'll be announcing very soon. Just a little FYI, I got to announce it earlier to friends and family of Lyric Stage. And if you want to be friends and family and help us achieve our goals, to be able to
do this the right way, to make it the best of the best. Yes.
Yes. So, but let me tell you, this 30th season is going to have two throwbacks to the massive, glorious, fully orchestrated, well, we're always fully orchestrated, but like massive orchestras, 40 pieces. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a couple of fun shows in the middle. And it would just be, I'm tied by our bounds to equity
understand.
And all
but
that
I'm
going to
tease you.
Go
I'm going to do a little teaser.
Go ahead,
I'll
Steve.
Do a teaser.
Little teaser. I'll do a little teaser.
Okay, good.
One of the big titles I have mentioned during this interview. I'll say
you have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You have. We're reviving.
Yes. Yeah. And again, all of the information is lyricstage.org. If you want to, I mean, there's a way to find out and dig a little deeper. And again, this interview right here is fantastic because you guys are really getting a lot of people excited because, like you said, musical theater is art. Music is art. Art is one of the backbones of any community. And again, you guys have won every kind of award you can think of. You've got all kinds of great partnerships going. Is there any more information that people need to know about Lyric Stage that they do not know? Other than the productions, they can find out more information on the website.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about AIDA, which is the show that's coming next. Elton John and Tim Rice's AIDA.
There you go.
At the Majestic, February 15th through the 19th. So that's coming up right after. It'd make a great Christmas gift.
There you go.
Lyric Stage. You know, passes for Lyric Stage, and that's next. And then in May 17th through 21st is Disney's Tarzan. So those are the last two shows of the 29th season, and Catherine will be announcing the 30th season shortly.
And also, just a little excitement, Tarzan, I get to be in, and my daughter's going to be front row and center when I'm singing You'll Be in My Heart by Mr. Phil Collins. So, and Tarzan is a family friendly
yes,
show.
Yes, it is. In fact,
and so much fun.
I highly recommend people to watch the cartoon, watch the animated feature before you go to the play, and that way you can feel like you're going along with for the ride again.
Yeah, and you can tell us if we did a great job or not.
There you go. Or superseded it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's interactive.
Well, Stephen, is there anything else we should share with all of our listeners? Catherine, anything else you want to add to it as far as people, if they want to get their subscriptions or get some season tickets, or if they want to audition, or if they want to be a part, volunteer?
Well, 100% on our website is all the information for auditions. And we actually just acquired a new wonderful space that we can hold the auditions and kind of work through everything. Most importantly, I just would love for people to come down and see us. I think we're doing really great work, and want everybody to commune again.
Yeah.
That's my deal.
Yeah. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to a night on the town. Have a Broadway experience here in Dallas at Lyric Stage. You will not regret it.
Again, Lyric Stage is a blessing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And once again, Stephen Jones, Catherine Cox, we cannot thank you enough. For those, again, who do not know, Lyric Stage is dedicated to the development and preservation of the musical, a uniquely American art form. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Joining us now is my good friend Amy Reiser. She's the regional director of the Fort Worth Better Business Bureau. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fine. I'm always loving to talk with you because you always help so many people, especially when they're being taken advantage of. And I mean, some people, when they think about the Better Business Bureau, they think about, oh, I've got a small business and I need to get registered. But then you are always on top of, especially with technology, people getting tricked and all these different scams, especially during the holidays. Can we start off talking about pet scams? And I'm bringing this up because around the holidays, a lot of people like to buy their kids or surprise their relatives or family with pets.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. It's a big thing. My mother-in-law is asking for 2 kittens and she's wanting specific colors. And I keep, telling them while you're searching, just because they have the tabby cat you want or the gray cat you mm-hmm. want, don't fall in love with the animal until you have done all of the research and the checking things out, because there are some really, really savvy scammers when it comes to pet scams. And they will use pictures of, stock photos of an animal that doesn't exist. And they will entice you and get you basically where you've already fallen in love with this animal, so that they can then, add all these extra fees. And, well, it's going to cost this to get this done and to get it, shipped to you or for you to pick it up, or it's going on the airline and it needs extra insurance. I mean, these add up. We recently had somebody in the Dallas area lose about $7,000 in trying to get this pet, and it was a scam.
Oh my goodness. It's amazing. But you know what? People see a cute pet and they mm-hmm. just get touched. They say, oh, look at his eyes. And next thing you know, they're down the rabbit hole and getting duped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now they've already in their heart decided this is my pet, and they've gotten attached, and they're probably buying supplies and getting ready and that it all falls apart, and they're not only out a lot of money, but they're heartbroken. It's it's a time of year when it's easy for us to get our hopes up and
right.
feel excited, and it's easier to take advantage of us when we're feeling that way.
On the flip side, I've talked to some legitimate pet adoption agencies. And they say this time of year, so many people want to adopt pets, for free. But
yep.
what always happens is a lot of people find out that the pet and the family don't match up. And unfortunately, they wind up bringing the pets back. And that's also sad for the pets.
It is. There's a surge right after the holidays of bringing them back, you know, and that's a number of reasons. It's they didn't get along with the kids, or they didn't get along with the other pets in the house, or it was gifted to them and they did not want an animal. You know, so there's all kinds of reasons. And so it's great, these adoption opportunities. I know this weekend they're doing one where they're waiving all the fees, and it's, you know, across all the shelters, which is wonderful. I'm an adopter myself. Mm-hmm. I would rather rescue, you know, than go and buy a pet. But I mean, it really is sad to see that here we go into January and the shelters are all full again.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's rough.
It's rough out there. So like I said, this is the time of the year. This is the holidays and people are emotional. And when I say emotional, I'm talking about in a good way. They're like, oh, this is a cute pet, or oh, I would love to give this to my nephew or my niece, or and next thing, oh, I would love, my grandma would love this cat. And it just doesn't quite work out sometimes. So you always got to think about the bigger picture and do a little bit of homework. It always helps, right? Doing a little bit of homework always helps, which leads me into just doing more and more things online as it is. I mean, people shop online. They look over stuff online. They look at the pictures online. They're not necessarily going out to kick all the tires in person first. So are there some red flags to let people know this is a scam? What you're seeing is not real.
Right. Yeah. So online purchasing just continue to be the number one scam across the board. So many different things happening in so many different ways, and many of them are overlapping types of scams, but we could get into that in a minute. But I just wanted to kind of go through and point out a few things as, you know, how can you identify when you might be interacting with a fraudulent online seller?
Yes.
So one of the best indicators is that we've said it a million times, we'll keep saying it, if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
So if you're seeing a price on something, maybe there's a particular brand or that hot item, we see them every Christmas, where you've been on the hunt for this item and you see an advertisement, you're like, wow, that's a really good price for that. If it's not comparable to the other prices you've been seeing, don't click that buy button until you know. That doesn't mean there aren't some really great legitimate deals going on out there. Mm-hmm. There definitely are. But if you have that gut instinct, take a pause, go and check it out, especially if it's one of those highly sought after or expensive products and it's being offered at a fraction of the cost. That should send up that warning flare for you.
Also, you were talking about this earlier. When you purchase anything online nowadays, the smartest thing is to use your credit card, not your debit card. Please explain and elaborate, because I could say it a million times, but they don't want to hear from me.
Yeah. So you might have, you know, you might be laying in bed scrolling through on your phone and you find this thing that you're like, oh, I really need to get that. And so maybe your account on your phone is clicked to your Apple Pay, which is your debit card, or whatever the case may be. We highly recommend that you use your credit card when purchasing online. The reason being is that credit cards have more protections in place for the consumer, so that if you realize that the transaction is fraudulent, you can contact your credit card company and, you know, dispute the charge or have a chargeback done. Whereas with a debit card, it's going to take longer and it freezes up your actual personal funds in your bank account. So then you're not able to get your groceries or put gas in your car, or your account is frozen.
Right. And the other thing, this is another little secret part about it. If you use your debit card, it might be one of those little scams where they get that information and then they take stuff out of your account every month. Because you you scroll past all of the, I agree, you know, it's like, five pages of things and words, and then you say, click, like, I agree.
I just wanna get my stuff.
Yeah, next thing you know, every month, something's coming out of your bank account because you got hoodwinked.
Oh, we saw a lot of that. It is very common, and fortunately, it's happening way more than people realize. And the most common that we saw most frequently was in during the election time, and there were campaigns.
Oh yeah.
And so you would think you were giving a one-time donation to a candidate, And then people realized when they were checking their bank statements, which people don't do as often as they used to, because, you know, you used to have to balance your checkbook. Now right. You can just pull up your account online and see what's going on. They would find that these charges kept coming out, and several found that it was hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if not more, depending on their first, you know, gift, that they were caught in a recurring donation trap. So it's definitely something to pay attention to.
Okay. A friend of my family, actually, I shouldn't say friend, someone in my family became a victim of identity theft. And it happens to a lot of people, but this was a kid. And the only reason we even knew about it was because the Internal Revenue Service said, they sent a letter and said, before we give you your tax return on this particular tax return, because this kid got a tax return because he was working part time in the summer, we want to make sure this is you. And it wasn't. Someone has taken his identity theft. Could you talk about any scenarios you know about like that where people getting their identity stolen?
You know, we are seeing an extreme rise in phishing scams. Phishing with a PH, not out in the river with
not in the lake. Yeah, not out in the river.
But it's very, very high tech, smart ways of interacting with people to get important information. So somehow that social security number got shared in a way that somebody was able to grab that info. Maybe it was in a website that wasn't secure.
Yeah, who knows? Gaming website, you never know.
Yeah, so, or one of the things that we're really looking at right now is that if it's happening on your computer where they're sending you an email and they are so good, I'm telling you, they look legitimate, that they are able to put malware on your computer that is actually able to track your keystrokes. And so you might be putting in a password or a credit card number if you're buying something, and it's able to track those, figure out what those numbers are, and then your identity's gone. And it was because you responded to something that looked very legitimate.
So what can you do about that?
Well,
especially with technology, because you know the algorithms now, and you know AI, and it's like artificial intelligence. That like you can Google up a belt, like you want to buy a belt to wear around your waist. Next thing you know, because of AI and the algorithms, they're sending you all these ads for belts. Every story you can imagine about a belt. A belt for a bathrobe, a belt for some jeans, a belt for, it's like, and imagine any other thing or product or report or information that you just glanced over. You say, okay, here's a report about Phil Collins, the singer. And next thing you know, everything about his life is being sent to you on Google.
Yes. Yeah. You're in your Facebook feed is like, yes. Hey, there's a belt that you should buy. And it's like, how did you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or Alexa. If you have an Alexa, she's always listening. And
right. So how do you kind of know you got to be more on guard? I mean, what can you do? Because so, it's they're making your life easier, but it's making you more susceptible.
It really, really is. And so, I mean, if you have any feeling at all that something's off, just get out of it. And then if you have a bunch of So think of it like your house, and you have several layers of security. So you might have cameras in your driveway or motion detector lights. You might have a Ring doorbell where you can see who's at the door. You might have a security system if the door is opened. And then you might have dogs. I mean, you might have a guy. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, you have these layers of security. And so you want to think about it that way with your electronics as well. So you want to have that malware, you know, the security on two-factor authentication. Sure. While it might be annoying, it is important. One of the things you need to look for anytime you're online with a website that you're interacting with, if you're putting any information in, that lock symbol needs to be at the top. So up there where the website address is, the HTTP needs an S on it. It means secure, and you need the lock. With your computers, you got to have that antivirus. You've got to have some backup I would recommend having a company that you work with that regularly, you know, scans or supports or takes a look and cleans up your what's on your cookies and all of that.
Right.
Stuff. pay close attention. So I actually fell for one earlier this week.
Not you.
Me. Yes.
And you know these things, but it happened to you.
I do. It was so good. I'm telling you. But I realized after I had already updated my password, I was like, oh man, I got that gut feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately sent it to IT and I was like, can you look at this for me and see? And they were like, changing your passwords now, ma'am.
Oh my goodness.
But I mean, the logos were perfect. The information was just like we would see it at work. You know, we've upgraded our account. Please, you know, update.
So you thought you were upgrading something.
Yeah, I thought I was making an update, like the newest version of it's available, just like your phone does when it has to, you know, do the system update. And so it was like, we have a new update available for it was Microsoft. I mean, they're one of the most impersonated companies, Microsoft, Google, the IRS, mm-hmm. we even get impersonated as BBB.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was showing as if it was Microsoft.
Wow.
And we do this from time to time, actually for security reasons, to make updates. Yes. To our account, right?
So to have more security, you upgrade.
Yeah. I thought it was totally legit. And so after I had already clicked, you know, yes, update, I had this feeling and I was like, oh, better be safe than sorry and send it to IT. Well, then I went back to the email where it sent the update, and way down in the send, I was able to see a very, you know, very small font of where the email came from. So always look at the sender. And if it does not match up with what you've received before from that entity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not coming from your administrator.
It seemed like it's coming from overseas in a little village somewhere.
Yes. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I hate when we're the ones that mess up. But that just drives the point home that they're very smart. They know what they're doing. Anyone can be a victim.
Speaking of overseas, I got to tell you this one, because I'm sure something like this might have happened to anybody, including maybe you. And this is nothing bad, but I was getting an up. What was it? I was upgrading my credit card or doing something to my credit card. So I called, you know, the number, because first they were trying to help me online. You know, they always want to help you online and with a little chat. And I said, no, I need to talk to somebody. So I talked to this lady, and she was really, really nice. And she had a little bit of an accent. I was like, okay, I bet it's overseas. I didn't know where. And I swear to God, in the background, a rooster crowed. And I just started laughing. And she said, I am so sorry. I said, no, you just added to the atmosphere. I said, this is actually kind of fun for me. And she said, I am just so sorry. I said, listen, don't even. She said, I'm working from home today. I said, I understand. And then before the conversation ended, the crow crowed again. The rooster crowed again. It was too funny. It just showed you how global the world is, right?
It is. Yeah. And we're all, you know, it doesn't. We're all remote now.
Yes, everybody's working from home.
Or optionally,
yeah. So no surprise there. We're talking with Amy Razor. She is the regional director of the Fort Worth Better Business Bureau. And we're talking about different things going on during the holidays. And I have to bring this up because a lot of gifts are purchased online during the holidays, which means a lot of gifts and packages are left on doorsteps. Can you talk about porch pirates and how you can guard against those kind of situations, or, you know, just scenarios like that?
Yes, yes. Those pirates are definitely out there.
If you got security cameras, you can catch them a little bit, right?
It helps. It certainly helps. It helps to know your neighbors so that, you know, they're paying attention and just kind of, you know, being aware of what's going around, what kind of trucks are in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these bigger delivery services like Amazon or UPS or what have you use contract workers as well.
Right. Because sometimes they're in a regular car or truck, but they're contract.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's usually a red flag first, you know, you want to be like, oh, that's not Amazon. So look to see if the person is wearing a uniform or any other indicators. You know, Amazon, I know, at least from my experience, purchased one or two things from Amazon in my day, and they take a picture.
Yes, the they stop and take a picture, and they ring the doorbell, and they have to turn that picture in. And so you can actually track it to make sure that it got there.
You should receive an email with a picture of your package on your porch sitting on your phone, you know, when you get it. So that's super helpful. And that can even help identify mistakes, because you're like, wait a minute, that's not my porch, but I know that's the porch of my neighbor two doors down. It got delivered to the wrong address.
Yes, you can help track down your package if it gets delivered to the wrong house. You know what? I'm that kind of a person where I'm a real nice neighbor. And if I know it's the wrong address, I will actually take that package down the street to the right porch. That's just
me,
though.
We should all be that nice. You know, I do the same. There's one address that people get mixed up on our street all the time, and it's me and another lady. And so we'll be like, I got your package again.
Right. Yeah, I will always, that's just me. I'm like, well, it's just down the street. I'll just take it down the street. I'll walk it down the street, or I'll get in the car and I'll run down or drive down the street and drop it off. But in other words, this is the holiday time of the year. So if you're a listener, you know, it'd be nice if you did something like that, you know, kind of neighborly. You know, it's the time of the year.
Another thing that I do that I've, you know, I think has been very helpful, and that I think others should do, if you can, we have a Facebook group for our neighborhood. And so we'll say like, hey, I saw a suspicious looking vehicle on such and such street in our neighborhood. Just wanted you guys to be aware, or if anybody has any information. So we share that kind of information, but we're also like, I was expecting a delivery today and it says it was delivered, but it's not on my porch. Is this on any of your porches?
Those are always helpful. We've got a neighborhood app, the same thing. Yeah. It's another layer of security.
Yeah. So, or if you know something's coming and that you're not going to be home, have one of those neighbors pick it up for you and then pick it up from them when you get home. It's just, there's a lot to look out for. I know not everybody wants or can afford a security system or cameras outside. I get that. And, and you want to have other plans in place, like having the neighbor pick it up for you, or maybe scheduling the delivery if you can. So yeah, porch pirates, lots of them picking up some free stuff to them out and about.
Right.
So yeah, being aware of your surroundings all the time.
And since this is the holidays, it's the holiday time of the year, but it's also the end of the year. And, you know, a couple of weeks, it's going to be the beginning of the year. It's going to be in 2023. Are there any end of the year things we need to be aware of on the positive side or the negative side, or just to be aware?
North Texas. I mean, you know, a lot of people start thinking about, you know, preparing their taxes. And that's, you know, a lot of people know they're getting a return and want to get that done as fast as they can. So usually at the end of January, they get that W-2 and they're ready to file and they're ready to go. Just make sure that you trust the people that are helping you do your taxes. Look up their reputation. You know, don't act too quickly, before you do your research and understand.
Cause that's your personal information you're giving them.
Absolutely. That's everything. That's identity theft.
Right.
Gold mine right there. Yeah. Another thing, especially first of the year, that we talk about a lot are gym memberships.
You know, again, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what happens. People make their New Year's resolutions and it's usually go to the gym.
Yep. So look at the contracts, check out the facilities. Are you going to have that recurring charge? And then, you know, you only use it in January and you're stuck paying X number of dollars a month after you drop off that resolution. You know, really look at what the details are. As far as that goes. And then, you know, you may get a good deal and then you get to the facility and you're like, this doesn't really have what I was actually looking for. I prefer Pilates instead of yoga or whatever the case may be. You know, go in person and check it out. Look at their cleaning policies. You know, we've already all been through COVID. And so we want to continue to be mindful of environments that we're in, your safety in the environment. A lot of gyms are like 24 hours, but is that a place that you want to be at midnight? You might want to look at that as well.
So make sure the location's safe. Yeah.
Yeah, just a few tips there. Those are the two big things for the first of the year, are New Year's resolutions and taxes.
Yeah, that's what's in front of everybody's minds. Are there any travel tips for the holidays that people can be aware of?
Yes, there are tons of travel scams out there.
Uh-oh.
Everything from Airbnbs or places that you would, you know, stay in somebody else's home, not particularly one company, but any of those.
Right. Those rentals or leases. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Everything from those to hotels, to flights, to security deposits for things. And then you realize you don't have it. You just lost your deposit. A lot to be aware of. Again, don't make hasty decisions. Compare pricing. Make sure that you aren't having, like, you know, $200 to go to Egypt. Probably isn't a real deal.
Right. You know? Yeah, you're not going to – it sounds too good to be true. You're not going to Qatar, you know. The World Cup's not going to get you – you're not going to get there for $200. That's not going to happen. That's not real. Yeah.
So, yeah, and pay attention and make sure everything, and even all the other things we've talked about today online, keep receipts and records of everything. So that you don't get to the airport and they're like, no, we don't have you for a flight anywhere. You can show that confirmation email and the information. And then if something does happen, please report it. I know a lot of times we're embarrassed, you know, we fell for a pet scam, or we got into a romance scam or a travel scam. We feel embarrassed that, why did I fall for that? I felt embarrassed about the Microsoft thing.
Mm-hmm.
But sharing it with BBB, with other entities, helps protect others from that happening to them. So turn it in. BBB.org/scam tracker is the perfect place to report those things. Report the company when, you know, you've had this transaction and it ended up being a scam. Because it helps us and all the other entities to figure out how to track it down and put a stop to it.
Yes, you can put a stop to it. And again, you can, if there were supposed to be a BBB approved business, you can, you know, check them off the list, or people can reconfirm. They can, because believe it or not, you guys are a service that people trust. Can you talk about again how important it is that people take their time and trust the businesses they're going to try to do business with, or the entities that they're doing business with?
Yeah, I always research your business when you're doing business with someone, especially when it's something very, you know, the little things, yes. But I mean, if you're talking like a home repair or a major gift, you need to look at the reputation of that company. You need to have a way of contacting them. So their website, their phone number, their email addresses, you need to be able to contact an actual person, and be able to look at their reviews, know what their reputation is like, so that you can hopefully avoid some heartache before you make the decision and not have to be the person after the fact that's filing the complaint.
Amy, that's why we have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here. Amy Razor, she is the regional director of the Fort Worth Better Business Bureau. Happy holidays, Amy. Thank you for joining
us. Same to you. My pleasure as always.
I'm Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, thanking all of you for joining us. Tune in again next week as we focus on other organizations doing great things right here on Better Living. So long, everybody.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.